wonderful way to start an audio boo. Came off the bus and that music kind of spilled up at the stairway as I walked down onto the South Bank to walk along to the National Theatre. Down in London for a few days to catch up with some clients, to catch up with some industry professionals, and at the end of this few days deliver a workshop presentation about the emerging use of social technologies within the technical backstage area of the theatre industry. So I've been trying to talk to professionals who were working backstage, generally as stage managers, deputy stage managers, assistant stage managers, and how some of the social technologies are seeping into their working practice. And there's all sorts of other stuff I've been doing. First of all, I was with Architects Journal. We're going to be live streaming for them again and just talking about what it is that they need from a social technology support team. And it seems that they're going to be quite flexible. So I'm really looking forward to putting together a bit of a longer-term plan of doing some projects across the Architects Journal portfolio for them. I then met up with Graham... Graham Dixon at Park Amboy on Twitter to talk about how he is using social media, and the more we talked the more he realised that, you know, he's using his skills in ways that he hadn't even realised were skills, which happens a lot with stage managers. We kind of have this wealth of transferable skills and have no idea that no one else has them to transfer, therefore we don't see the value in our talent and our skills. So that's something I'm hoping to raise awareness of. And then today started off at Tuttle with the wonderful At Lloyd Davis in a great creative space. It's the Centre for Creative Collaboration. and there's a group of about 12 people in there and just sat around having a bit of a talk. The topic of transmedia quite high. Telling them a little bit about Marcus Lilly's project, The Darkened City, and some of the projects that they're engaging in, trying to experiment with mixing augmented and reality for art. And I've just come down from there, the great use of maps. I usually do have my A to Z all the time, but I've lately found that I don't really need it anymore. I have a faith that I have a good enough 3G signal here in the city. So getting my location on the map, plotting my walking location, finding out that time, and then very easily being able to swap that over into local transport and find out where the next bus goes from. So I was able to jump on a bus on Farringdon Road, zoom down Farringdon Road, came across Blackfriars Bridge to be met by that wonderful music that you heard at the beginning of this audio boo. And I'm now heading off down the South Bank to talk to Emma Keith, who is the production facilitator. I'm going to find out her exact title when I interview her this afternoon, about the changes that are taking place when you live stream for broadcast a usually live audience experience. And I'm very interested to find out what difference that makes as a technical team working backstage on a show that normally runs with a live audience. What changes have to be made for them, not in terms of the production and the streaming, because that's all dealt with, but for them running a show during the week with a paying audience, what difference does it make not having an audience, or what audience changes do they have to change the way they move around backstage? Some of them may seem quite naive questions, but I'm really interested to talk about the backstage technician's experience. So I'm going to make my way down. I'm just going past the OXO building. I'm going to get myself a coffee, write a few notes, and Audio Boo with Emma Keith is going to be coming in probably about 45 minutes. So thank you for listening to Audio Boo. I'm enjoying my little time in London. And Audio Boo on social media is just such a great way to keep up and to provide a context stream of what projects are happening. So true, bye for now.